Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines takes first base on ball four. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Schult reaches second base with a double. Maines goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive towards second. Brannan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maines. McManus reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fothergill scores. McManus moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball four. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Blue reaches second base with a double. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is hit by the pitch. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for General Crowder. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. McNeely moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Blaya Holder now pitching. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 1 in the game. Noon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaya Holder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-2 in the game. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannan. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lu Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 3 in the game. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 3 in the game. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noon for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Manish reaches second base with a double. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schultz bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Warner now playing third base. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Shang steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Bennett now playing right field. Earl McNeely now playing left field. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Mullen pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Tigers, 3. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Ollie Sachs now playing third base. Frank O'Rourke now playing shortstop. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Sam Gibson. Chick Galloway pinch runs for Larry Woodall. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0-for-4 in the game. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noon for the out. Galloway moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 4 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 4 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Bennett moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bennett moves to third. Shang moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNeely throws the ball into Brannon, who tags Rice, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers is called out on strikes. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Sachs moves to second. Ken Holloway now pitching. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 5 in the game. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Sachs moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sachs scores. O'Rourke moves to third. Brannon moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bennett strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Nevers covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 5 in the game. Noon hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.